guys, it's that time again. Seems like God is always showing us something new. Amen. And in today we are going to start our reading of the Proverbs. We're going to start with Proverbs 1. So please join us. And without any further ado, let's get right into Proverbs 1 and see what wisdom God has outlined for us there. Before we get started, I just want to mention that if you have never read the Proverbs, that at the beginning of this episode, we will have a little bit of a definition outline as to what Proverbs mean and what the whole Proverbs is about. So we'll learn that and much more. And hear a special of a song towards the end of the episode. So I hope you guys enjoy. Thanks for tuning in. This is episode 12, SFC, A Walk with God. All right, everybody, please stay tuned as in the next few minutes, you will hear another episode from SFC, A Walk with God. This podcast is brought to you by Soldiers for Christ Online Church. If you want to serve or have anything regarding joining or questions, please email us at soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Again, that's soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Please enjoy the episode. God bless. All right, guys. Well, we've come to episode 12, and it's that time where we're starting up the Proverbs, Psalms, and the Prophets reading. I don't know if we're going to call it the trilogy, but certainly a series of this podcast. So, today being the first, and I don't know if you caught this on the last episode, but today is the first. And one of the things about the Proverbs is there's 31 chapters, and there are 30 days and some months, and then 28, so, you know, it covers all the spectrum. Thank God that, you know, we have a guide that we can read each day to kind of keep us on track. And it covers all, there's no coincidence that it covers all the days of one month. All right, so we start reading in Proverbs. We're going to start at Proverbs 1. And Proverbs is one of those books that has a lot of underlying wisdom in, as we said in the previous episode, a lot of colloquial phrases, and you know, some parts it's difficult to kind of understand what Solomon is saying, or what somebody is saying that Solomon put in his book. And I think the way that is written, as I said before, It allows us to not kind of become over familiar with the scripture or the Proverbs. You know, because if you are going to read it every single month, because the idea is there's 31 days in a month, there's 12 months in a year, that each time you read it, you want to come away with something new. So, brilliantly written. Alright, I'm going to look up on DuckDuckGo or Google. DuckDuckGo guy is another search engine, but it's basically like using Google. But we're going to look up Proverb. And we're going to look at the definition, because we're reading the Proverbs. So it'd be very wise of us to know exactly, well, what does proverb mean specifically? Looking up on just the DuckDuckGo definition section, we put in proverb. By the way, this is how you say
proverb.
Again?
Proverb.
Proverb. It's P-R-O-V, but instead of saying E-R-B, you know, it's the your sound, E-R. It's a noun, and it says a short, pithy, let me zoom in so I can make sure I'm reading this right. Yeah, a short, pithy saying in frequent and widespread use that expresses a basic truth or practical precept. A short, pithy sentence often repeated colloquially. Did we say that the Proverbs were written with a little bit of colloquialism? I had no idea that the proverb actually, you know, that was one of the meanings, so that's no coincidence. Expressing a well-known truth or a common fact ascertained by experience or observation. A popular saying which briefly and forcibly expresses some practical precept, an adage, a wise saw, often set forth in the guise of a metaphor and in the form of rhyme and sometimes alternative. So, basically, I don't know if y'all ever read poems, but some poems are written in a proverb-like manner. And some of the proverbs actually do rhyme, but I think it's important to see here that the actual word proverb is a short, pithy saying. I'm not exactly sure what pithy means, so, you know, one of the things about word study and, which is very important when you're reading the scriptures, is to kind of do a little bit of word study so you know, what is being said in this. You know, besides, you know, God will give you a definition, but he also expects us to, you know, use our brain and work. And as my dad, and my dad's dad said, look it up. Pithy is an adjective. It's precisely meaningful, forceful, and brief. Okay, so very short. Consisting of resembling pith. A nature or full pith, containing or abounding with pith as a pithy stem, a pithy substance. So, just very strict, short, to the point. So we have that. Alright, so to the point sayings that are sometimes colloquial or written in the form of a riddle, etc., is or what the Proverbs are. And as we read Proverbs 1, verse 1 says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. For to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion." Here in chapter 1, verse 4, we see that it describes the very first, I guess, what we would call purpose for the Proverbs is to give young men wisdom and discretion. Continuing in 5, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel." To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. 7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." Some versions say the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. "But fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." Amen. We hear in the commandments it says, "Honor your father and your mother." So here is a direct scripture from the Proverbs that can direct go back to Exodus in the Ten Commandments. "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Honor your father and your mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not." You know, continue to be wise and walk in a godly way. "They say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause." Let's get into some mischief, shall we? And you're like, no, I'm going to do what God wants me to. That should be our answer. 12 and 13, "Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit." 13, "We shall find all precious substance, and we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path." So here it describes a little bit about those people that are up to mischief or no good. Is those that keep you away from doing the work of the Lord or from honoring your father and your mother. Don't follow their way. Amen. "For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, that they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privately for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones,
will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. And fools hate knowledge. So this is a question she's saying in wisdom, you know, why aren't you seeking me? How long is it going to take before you realize that I'm, you know, the way? Does that sound familiar from something that we read in a previous episode? Does to me. Interesting. And that's definitely no coincidence. So let's go ahead and read. Continue on. I lost my spot. So are the ways of everyone that's greedy of the gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates in the city. She uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refuse, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. You won't listen. And so here's another corollary where we see that wisdom is not just one of those things that we get. You know, it has to be something that we attain because we want it. We want to be interested. We want to become closer to God because God is the one that gives us that wisdom. And here wisdom is speaking and saying, why, you know, why have you forsaken me? Continuing on. Turn you up my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel, they despise all my reproof. And wrapping it up, verses 31 and 32 to 33. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. Some versions do say desires. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Chapter 31, the last verse, chapter 31, verse 33. But whosoeth hearketh unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. Amen. So that is the end of the chapter. Now let's talk it about a little bit. The vibe I'm getting from this, and you know what God wants to speak to us today, is there's a difference between going about life in our way and expecting to get something out of it, and then you have where we go about life in God's way and we don't expect anything. We just put all our eggs, as they say, in the basket and let Him take care of and say, God, take care of my dreams, my desires, my hopes, my fears, And I put all this in your hands. Amen. So, I'm going to sing this song real quick. And then, after this song, we're going to talk a little bit more about what we just read. But, listen to this song, and apply it to what we just read, where it's talking about wisdom, etc. And I wanted to say one thing about these Proverbs, as though it's talking about sons and men, etc. You know, you daughters, you girls, women, it's good for you to read it too, so you can see what you want to have in a good man. Consequently, it's interesting how the very last chapter, which we read, chapter 31, has the points of a good woman. But all throughout the rest, it's almost, in some ways, it kind of seems like it's more of a book for a woman. So they read it and say, okay, this is what I need to make sure my man's doing. And, you know, you're not preaching to him, but have an idea of what a good godly man should be. And then just in one chapter sums up, you know, what a woman should be. So it's interesting how all 30 chapters talks about, you know, how a man should be, etc. And then it just takes one for a woman. But anyway.
To the audience listening, the song that was going to be played will be towards the end before closing. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We'll get right back to the program.
One of the verses that stuck out to me is 7 through 17. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So here it's comparing that the fear of the Lord is knowledge. And if you're a fool, then you will despise it because, you know, you're not wanting to serve God, and you're not interested in what He wants for you, and all, it's all about you. And that's a good point there. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Again, honor thy father and thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Have you ever had chains around your neck? You know, it stays there. And it takes a lot of force to get rid of it. So it's stuck there, you know, your honor for them. My son, if sinners entice thee, counsel thou not. If they say, come with us, let us stay and wait for bed, let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. Here is interesting to note that here it's talking, it makes no bones about that, you know, don't follow the wicked, and certainly this is what we need, how we need to consider. Now, is it saying that somebody that has sinned, you know, to cast them out and say, you know, we can't help you, you know, you can't come to our church, etc., just because they have sinned? Well, no, because that's why we need Jesus Christ, as we're not perfect, and His blood can cleanse us, amen. But the fools that despise, as it said, the instruction or the voice and direction of God, then this is what it's saying about them. That we should swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down in the pit. Think none of it. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. So, here's an interesting thing about the Proverbs. Sometimes, whenever you're reading it, you can get confused because there are parts where it looks like it's talking about the wicked, but here, and what we should do with them, but here it's interesting to note that the wicked is saying for the people here, the same people that want to, you know, be innocent without cause, this is what they're saying is, let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down to the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. So here it's saying, don't follow those that want to steal from somebody else, that wants to take away for their own gain. Man, that's an important lesson to get from that particular verse or verses. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, and let us all have one purse. This is why I found these whole verses to be interesting, because, you know, you can kind of get caught on what looks like this is what's saying we should do to those people that act like this, but this is the same person and people that are saying to come and lay and wait for blood. Here, continuing on, cast in thy lot among us and let us all have one purse. You know, being greedy with money. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. So that's wisdom. So we should basically keep our foot from evil, is what is being underlined here in this whole Proverbs chapter 1. And if we go down to 24 all the way to 30, because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. Now here, wisdom is talking about what is going to happen to those that refuse to listen. So y'all can kind of see that parallel of, you know, you can refuse God, you don't have to listen to him, you don't have to be guided, but this is what you can expect. She cried in the chief place of the concourse, in the openings, in the gates in the city, she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and the fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no one regarded. But ye have set and not all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, and they despised all my reproof. And then I just can see the corollary that's going on here. How it pointed out in the front that fools clearly don't listen to, you know, what God is saying. And then all of a sudden, something happens. And, you know, if you want to turn back, you know, it's too late, because if you didn't want to seek wisdom before, you know, the only reason why you're coming back is because, you know, you're just trying to save your own skin. And here it's saying clearly, as it finishes up in 31 to 33, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But it says, for those that listen, this is what we can expect. But whoso heareth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. You know, we will be protected. God will watch out for us. Amen. Well, guys, thank y'all so much for reading that with me and discussing. The only last thing I wanted to point out was the points of the Proverbs is to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. In fact, our themed verse is going to be Proverbs 1, 3 through 5. Or excuse me, 2 through 5. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. 3, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To give subtly to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. And then 5, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. So that's going to be the theme. That's going to be Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Amen. To God be the glory. And I'm going to wrap up and pray real quick. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope God spoke to you something in that. And, you know, you got something out of it. Dear Jesus, we all know that we're not perfect. And a lot of times we doubt your word. And forgive us for the times that we doubt, for you truly are wonderful in what you do for us. And Jesus, for dying on the cross and, you know, shedding that blood that we may have eternal life, is truly an amazing sacrifice. We thank you that you made it. God, continue to give us wisdom and help us to seek after it day after day and not let you out of our sight, so that we may walk humbly before your name. We pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus, and the power of his Holy Blood. Amen. Well, guys, thank you so much again for listening. You've been listening to episode 12, where we went over Proverbs chapter 1. Tomorrow, we'll do episode 13. And we're going to read Proverbs chapter 2. And have, again, special guest Jennifer Caker. So be looking out for that. God bless all of you. I hope you did get something out of that. God is speaking to you. Don't turn away from it. Apply it to your life and prepare for this next week coming up. God bless you. And remember, hold on to your dreams, hold on to God, and he will lead you, as it says in the Psalms, that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He will restore my soul, for he is with me. And there's a whole bunch more. But anyways, the point is, he is with you. May he continue to be with you. Y'all have a good night or day. and we'll catch you in the next episode. May we all continue to be strengthening each other and strong warriors, soldiers for Christ. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you everyone for listening. You have been listening to episode 12 of the SFC A Walk With God podcast series. Before we wrap up, I wanted to sing a song. It ties in to what we were reading in Proverbs 1 and what we've learned today, that wisdom is the answer. And to stay away from the way of the fool and walk in the counsel of God. Amen. There's this song. It's a gospel song. It's called Peace When I Leave It in Your Hands. It's one of my favorites. And I wanted to play it before we wrap this up. So guys, I hope y'all enjoy. This is Peace When I Leave It in Your Hands. You can sing along if you want to. But to God be the glory. And I hope y'all learned something and you were listening to this episode, and that you would walk with it in this new week. Thank you so much for listening, and listen to what God has for you. This is Peace When I Leave It in Your Hands. Thanks for listening to episode 12 of SFC A Walk With God. Time and time again, I brought my burdens. I prayed and prayed that I could lay them down, but walked away still bearing on my shoulders the heaviness and heartache never meant for me to carry right. But there's peace when I leave it in your hands. Sweet peace when I leave it in your hands. Just leave it there and never pick it up again. 'Cause there's peace when I leave it in your hand. I wouldn't say I've gained a lot of wisdom, but I have learned this much along the way. Oh Lord, I have learned that you were always there to bear my burdens. And at first I might not feel it, but if I learn to trust you, come what may, I find peace. Oh Lord, when I leave it in your hands, sweet peace when I leave it in your hand. Alone, just leave it there and never pick it up again. There's peace when I leave it in your hands. And when I'm tempted to doubt and question you, God, just keep reminding me there's peace, oh Lord, when I leave it in your hands. Sweet peace when I leave it in your hands. Just leave it there and never pick it up again. There's peace when I leave it in your hands. Oh Lord, just leave it there, never pick it up again. There's peace when I, oh Lord, when I leave it in your hands. Oh, peace when I leave it in. Wow, that song never gets old. And as the singer that sang that before, he said, you know, peace when I leave it in your hands. I've learned a lot about that peace. Haven't we all? And the point being that peace is what will get us through life. And it's really something that we need to have. If we don't have peace, then search after the one that will give it to you. Amen. Guys, I just wanted to mention, if you are struggling and you need a word or you need to talk about something, feel free to give me a call at 254-733-4171 or email me at amos.waterbury@gmail.com. Also, we have our own Soldiers for Christ email, soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Again, soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Thank y'all guys so much for listening. We love the support. Also, don't forget to listen to some of those podcasts that we've mentioned. And just, if you don't remember, SGMP, Southern Gospel Music Podcast with host Darren Sutherland and Dr. Jeff Steele, the Steele family. They talk about Southern Gospel groups such as the one that sings that song. That's Legacy 5 that sings that song, if y'all want to look it up. Peace when I leave it in your hands. But anyway, them and much other awesome groups. So check that podcast out. Also, don't forget to look at other Christian podcasts. And when it comes to money and faith, there is a podcast out there. I don't know if you guys have heard of Dave Ramsey, but if you have, check out his show, The Dave Ramsey Show, teaching you how to get rid of debt, that bondage that wants to ensnare you, that we've created ourselves, but how we can get out of it. He says that debt is dumb, and the best way to financial peace is following the Prince of Peace. Amen. So, I hope you guys enjoy. Again, thank you for listening to episode 12 of SFC, A Walk with God. We'll catch you in the next episode tomorrow, reading Proverbs 2. Thank you so much. God bless. And remember, He hasn't forsaken you.